In Ukraine today, there was another apparent attack on civilian targets. Three Russian missiles hit a business center, community centers, and a medical facility in Vinnytsia, that's in central Ukraine. The attack killed at least 21 people. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in northeastern Ukraine, in the city of Kharkiv, where he has seen civilian casualties as well. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Scott.
So today's attack in Vinnytsia, officials say Russian cruise missiles from submarines in the Black Sea hit multiple civilian targets. This town is well behind the front lines, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it's about 500 miles from the really intense fighting that you're getting over in eastern Ukraine in the Donetsk regions. And this is an area that's been pretty quiet. I mean, I've gone through there myself a couple of times only when I was going somewhere else. It's a small city, and this is right in the middle of a very small town where people would have been out shopping, people would have been going to work, and right before 11 a.m. actually, local time, these three missiles came in and just blew the place apart. And it looks like, you know, scenes of carnage that we're seeing. And President Vladimir Zelensky, he denounced this as a Russian act of terror, saying that this was deliberately targeting civilians.
If this is a strategy by the Russians to target civilians all across Ukraine, what would the thinking be?
Well, certainly, the Russians have not gotten out of this war what they expected. They thought early on they would come in and just be able to overrun the place. They're suffering significant losses on a daily basis, as are the Ukrainians. This has been an incredibly bloody war, and both sides are probably losing over 100 troops per day. So the thinking is that they are doing more of these airstrikes in order to save, save the military soldiers that need to be fighting on the front, and keep Ukraine, you know, off balance. They've been hitting all over the place. I mean, down in the south by the Black Sea, this in the middle of the country, up here in Kharkiv. So the thinking is that they're trying to terrorize the population, push politicians to the bargaining table without expending more soldiers on the battlefield. Mm-hmm.
Well, Jason, as you say, you're in Kharkiv in eastern Ukraine, where you have also seen civilian casualties. Tell us about what you saw. You reported on the aftermath of a Russian rocket destroying a car.
Yeah, I mean, we've been getting hit regularly here with cruise missiles, with rockets. We've been going out about to some of these sites, and one of them was just a car that had been going down the street. It was a father. We learned this later. It was a father and his 17-year-old son. They were out running some errand, completely blew this car apart. And, you know, this is clearly not a military target. It was just in the middle of the street next to it was passing by a tire repair shop. This wasn't like it was in, the midst of a military garrison. It wasn't even like on a bridge that you would have wanted to hit. It was just in a residential street. Yeah. And these are the types of things that are happening all over Ukraine at the moment.
Yeah. Which I gather means, certainly for reporters like you, and this can happen wherever you are, but perhaps more to the point, for Ukrainians, do you sense they're just preparing for this, that at any moment their home, their vehicle, their market, anywhere in the country could be a target on any day?
Yeah, I do. I think that Ukrainians have come to accept this, and they're really seeing it as an acceptable risk. Here in Kharkiv, when the Russians initially attacked, this is only like 30 miles from the Russian border. And so in the early days, people just fled out of here. They were convinced that Kharkiv could get overrun. There was a lot of fear. City officials say that about 500,000 have now come back, and people are just accepting that maybe they're going to get hit by one of these missiles, and they're going to try to go on with their lives. They're reopening businesses. The subways, which were filled with people who were sheltering in them, are now open again and running. There's come to be sort of an acceptance that this threat of a cruise missile might just slam into you anywhere in the country is something that Ukrainians have to accept, and they're accepting it.
How do you explain that acceptance, right? I mean, as you're saying, people left, and now they're coming back. Help us understand a little bit more of this thinking.
Because I think people have come to the conclusion that they don't have any other choice, right? It's not like there's a threat where, okay, the Russians are right outside the gates and they're going to come storming in. And if that was the case, then people might flee. But they recognize that in this country of, you know, more than 40 million people, a few people are getting killed every day. It's not only just a few, it's like 21 today, 21 last week in another attack. You know, just south of here, 48 people just got pulled out, 48 bodies just got pulled out of an apartment building in Shasiv Yar, which got hit by a rocket. So these multiple casualty events are happening, but they're happening in bursts in different places. And Ukrainians basically see it as they don't have very many other options if they want to continue to live here and to try to make things get back towards some semblance of normalcy.
That's NPR's Jason Beaubien in the city of Kharkiv in eastern Ukraine. Jason, thanks for your reporting, and take care of you and your team.
Thank you, Scott.